The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. This week is a solo episode accompanied by my girlfriend and my intern, Chelsea. My favorite part of this episode was talking about the movie Long Legs, as well as adopting Duke from the Maricopa County Animal Shelter. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Tonight is going to be a solo episode, so the guest is me. Deal with it. Accept it. Love y'all. Check out my new setup. So first off, I wanted to start talking about my new table. Okay, y'all like it? So my girlfriend's off camera. If you could flip the camera on. Camera, the mic, there's a switch. Okay, yeah, it's on. Yeah. Well, anyway, so we went to TJ Maxx. We went to TJ Maxx, and then we went to Ross, and to TJ Maxx didn't have much, but Ross had this beautiful DKNY table for $40. $39.99, okay? So we got this. I got these speakers. Now I feel civilized. Chels, what do you think about the, okay, so we're running it. Okay. Yeah, is it on channel 3? It should be one on channel 3 and one on channel 1. Okay, we didn't check the mics before, huh? Okay, we didn't check the mics. Okay.
What? No, it's working. It's working. Yeah, it doesn't let you add one. It doesn't add, let you add.
All right, so we don't have to start from the beginning, right? Okay, so do I have to repeat the... Okay, so...
Hi, it's me.
Okay, so we went to Ross and got this table for $39.99. DKNY.
Fully collapsible.
I have my girlfriend off camera. Okay, we're slowly integrating her part of the content. She's going to be in the vlogs. If you haven't seen, we have a dog here, Duke. We went to the Maricopa County Animal Shelter in Phoenix, Arizona. Let's crack open these bakas tea. So bakas tea is a Korean drink. And I wanted Chelsea's reaction after she takes her sip.
And I'm going to grab my cola.
I'm going to grab your cola.
My control.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
My boyfriend's gonna grab my cola. My controlling boss said to try this. Okay. This is really good.
So what does this remind you of?
Like pineapple. Like a pineapple. It kind of tastes like pineapple Mexican candy. American pineapple flavored stuff. That's good. That's really good.
So we haven't filmed a podcast. I think our last podcast in here was Opio from Hieroglyphics. That was a big one for me. Shout out to Opio. And we've been in Arizona, haven't we? Visiting my mom. My mom is having some health problem, like with her eye. So we went there because she needs...
Which we didn't know beforehand.
We didn't know beforehand because she kept that from her sons. Okay. So I'm going to be going more and more to Gilbert to help... tend to my mother's needs, whatever she needs, you know, she needs water.
She has a cataract going on.
She has a cataract in one of her eyes, so
she has an upcoming surgery for that. We're gonna
this
have to
goes
go down
up
for.
Yeah, this goes up, this goes to Ma Dukes. This is basically the Red Bull syrup of Korea. Bakasti, get yours today. So we also went to the Maricopa County Animal Shelter. And you did good. You said that you were going to have a hard time. Go ahead, babe.
I'm very emotional when it comes to animals that need homes. And just animals in general. But especially shelters. Are you okay? Okay, he's choking. Yeah, so shelters are hard. Humane societies are hard. You want to take them all, but... you know, you have to be strong and know that you're just helping one, and that has to be good enough, right?
And there is a vlog on the channel already. We wanted to get this dog named Champ. Champ wasn't neutered, and I was on the list. Champ wasn't neutered, and I was on the list to do a meet and greet with Champ, okay? But they never called me. And we were waiting and waiting and waiting. And my girlfriend... said, hey, babe, there's more dogs here. It was like a maze, and it just opened up, and then we
found the small dog section.
We found the small dog section. And there was a pit bull that growled at you and showed his teeth.
Which I don't care about. Okay.
It's okay.
I'm not offended.
I know you aren't, and you're not afraid of dogs, are you?
I'm not afraid of dogs.
So we ended up going
at all
with this bad boy. What do you think about this dog? Can you hand the mic to Chelsea? I want to get her a...
Duke's a cutie. Duke looks like
human-y. What breed does he look like to you?
His paws are kind of small. So I feel like he's got... this is kind of weird, but I think he's got some Chihuahua in him.
What else?
He looks like a I'm not good at dog breeds. Every time someone has a dog, I'm like, what kind of dog is that? And then I'm like, why to ask? I have no idea.
Does he look maybe friendly,
like,
though?
Like a terrier? Like a terrier?
There you go. Rat terrier. That's what we're guessing, too. Yeah.
That was so close. So I'm so proud of myself. Good job, Duke.
Good job, Duke. This is great. We have ladies involved, right? You've done this before, right? You haven't done this as far as getting mic'd up like this.
Well, yeah.
You've made cameos on the vlogs.
We've messed around a lot, yeah.
Yeah. The Ouija board. Yeah. There are some downvotes on that one because of the demonic.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Nature, the superstition involved. But yeah. Hey, we do what we do. We're experimenting here. We saw a very good movie in Arizona called Long Legs. Did you want to add to... we think that was Nicolas Cage's best performance. If you like... If you've watched Silence of the Lambs, it reminded me kind of Silence of the Lambs. It's different, obviously, but the two main female characters are FBI agents. They have past trauma. Did you want to continue? Because you really liked it.
To be honest, I was never a Nick Cage fan to begin with. I'm not a big fan of movies like, didn't he do like the Secret Treasure?
Yeah, but I like his earlier work, like Raising Arizona is like a favorite of mine, and Leaving Las Vegas.
But when I think
like
Nick Cage, I just automatically think of those like action movies that I just don't really care for. But now I love him. Now I like stand that king. Dude, he's so fucking cool for doing that.
His performance in that movie. Chelsea, have you seen it?
No, but I've seen Pig and Dreams.
Yeah.
I've never seen either of
those. And then you had a homegirl that didn't like it, or what?
She didn't. She said the acting was kind of predictable.
What?
It was predictable, yeah.
It was predictable, but it was weird. And his performance, his performance was bizarre and creepy and weird and good, yeah. And he reminded me of Buffalo Bill. He had a Buffalo Bill vibe, but his own, like, he had his own twist on his acting. The very first scene in that movie will just reel you in. Anything else?
The very first scene in that movie will go down in horror movie history and will be taught in film classes.
Yeah.
Because it is so disturbing and frightening and cinematic and just chilling.
Mm.
Like,
have you seen Barbarian?
Loved it so much. Best movie I've seen since Talk to Me and Barbarian.
Yeah. We love Talk to Me and Barbarian. Yeah.
It's better than Talk to Me, in my opinion.
You
want to
have her? What were you going to say, Chels? Go ahead, Chels.
Talk to Me is really, really good. I love Talk to Me. So if this is better than Talk to Me.
One out of 10,
Talk to Me is, I'm going to go point ratio 9.1 or 8.9.
There you go.
To 9.1.
Yeah. You know, I liked it so much I bought it. And then Long Legs, I'm definitely going to buy. It's along those lines as far as a movie you could buy later down the line to add to your library. But cinematically, like you were saying, it does have, I don't know, it's very mysterious as far as just the tension, the buildup. And you know what? You know why I liked it also? There's satanic elements as far as like numerology and stuff like
Hail
that
involved. Satan.
Yeah, there's definitely stuff like that involved, you know, which I like. So I gave it a higher rating than that. I gave, yeah, this one's a definitely 9.something out of 10.
I would give, although Long Legs is predictable in the way that like everything connects, you know what I mean? Like some people like that about a movie and some people hate that about a movie. So in the way that, you know, Talk to Me, not everything connects exactly. Like there's still a few questions, like is like he in hell? Is
who,
he
Maya?
Like, no, the Riley.
Oh, Riley.
You know, it's like, is he in hell? Is he in this weird space? It's like, we don't really know for sure what's happening, but in Long Legs, you know, like, you at least have...
There's
to,
a
like,
definite conclusion.
Yeah, you have the answers right. to all the questions that you have.
Do you have, since, you know, I'm open about this particular solo episode, do you guys, like, do you have any questions or where... I'm, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not going to fully quit the podcast, although I noticed that people, especially on my channel, I'm just talking about my channel, people are more gravitating towards the vlogs. And I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's because it's more lighthearted and more freer, because I feel like with certain aspects of podcasting, like the juice isn't worth the squeeze. Do you have anything to add or input?
I feel like your vlogs are so personal mm-hmm. and it's always like a flip of a coin of like how personal a podcast and like an interview goes, because that's what they essentially are, is an interview. It's cool like to tune, like people are still tuning in, like whether or not they know the guest or mm-hmm. like or whatever, because of you.
Yeah,
and I think that's like the you know, the baselines. People kind of, I think, want to see you do your vlogs and, like, live your life. I think it's so much...
More.
It's cool to see you interact with all kinds of people. It's like a variety show would be way more...
Right.
Or if, like, you still did your podcast, I think your solo episodes also do really, really well.
Right.
Because people, like, you get to talk about your art and music, and then you mm-hmm. get, like, answer people's questions. It's way more personal.
You know what felt good? I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it felt good as far as... I don't want to reveal it completely, but like what Opio did for me.
Yeah.
You know, which I'll leave it at that. But you know, shout out to Opio. That was really cool of you to do that. And it motivated me to look into, you know, as far
doing
as
like podcasts, especially when you are a fan of the guest, is interesting as a viewer because you're super excited about them.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is. It's based on guests, like, mm-hmm. you know, because you know what I realized, too, is people that I personally get excited for and like I'm invested in certain guests, the fan base or the people in my algorithm or the YouTube people, they might not know who they are at all, you know, because I grew up during a certain specific time frame. I'm talking about like musically as well, mm-hmm. as far as genre wise. So I don't know. I just, you know, I would like to keep doing it, but if I feel like I have to weigh out, like, is it, you know, the time invested? Because this is more investment, like, as far as, like, you got to book the guests. You might have mm-hmm. to do this, to do that. And then
even, like, one a month is, like, and then doing vlogs. And then also maybe if I would love to watch an episode of you just making a song. I think that would be so fun.
Or I would like to interview someone like Ethel Kane. Now hand the mic to my girlfriend. Cause she, so my girlfriend.
You better watch.
Wait, hold on. My girlfriend introduced me to this artist, and I like her artistry, and she goes by the name of Ethel Kane. And shout out to, she's from Pennsylvania. Do you want to say some more about
her? Let me just clarify one thing, that she is not from Pennsylvania.
Okay. But keep
this
going.
This is a very sacred subject to me.
Okay. Okay, let's switch it to Charlie XCX.
Why? Like that.
No, I'm just saying because you introduced me to Charlie XCX, too.
Can I pick the topic?
What?
Can I pick the topic?
Go ahead.
So, I would like to talk about another movie we watched.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Recently,
she started to take over. Huh?
And that movie would be... Oh, let's talk about The Act. What did you think of The Act?
Well, I don't know what that is. What was that? What?
Gypsy Rose.
Oh, Gypsy Rose. Yeah, I really enjoyed The Act because...
Queen... On her queen shit.
I empathize with her situation because of her upbringing, what she had to deal with because of her crazy mom. And I thought the acting was good.
Joey King.
Okay. And then do you want to break down the acting who played what?
I just wanted to shout out Gypsy Rose because
no, I mean, but who plays Gypsy Rose? Do you want to know?
Oh, Joey King.
And then who plays the mom?
Patricia Arquette, I just said
so
that.
Patricia Arquette, she did a good job, you know, because I'm used to her
Oscar
playing different
winner.
Roles. Like, I guess the main role is True Romance that I know of. But she did a good job transforming into her mother because her mother was just super psychotic and controlling and manipulative. And, oh, I like that. The kid that plays Gypsy's boyfriend.
Oh,
he's a great
my
actor.
God.
What's his name?
I don't know his name.
He did a great job. Have you seen it?
I want to say his name is Caleb something.
Yeah, he did a good job.
I love his character. I just started watching a
reality show. Yeah.
Me too.
So do you empathize with her? Do you think that she...
Sorry. That's how I feel about Gypsy Rose. That's exactly I like that. How I feel.
Just a big stinking fart.
She's just a big fart. I used to like her. I love the show. My mom's my best friend. Yeah. I love Joey King's performance. But oh my gosh. The reality show makes you want to like put her back in jail. Just put her back in jail.
Yeah. Why do you
she's
think
weird
people are
and manipulative
so,
and she sucks.
Why do you think they're so invested in her story? Is it a lot of tea?
Do you know, like, the Menendez brothers, like, Eric and Lyle Menendez?
Kind of.
Do you know the trial? So, like, it's kind of like they're abused by their dad and they killed their dad
right.
and they spent a lot of money. So that's why they're still in jail. I'm like, free those. Free those men, too. Mm-hmm. Free my dogs.
There you go.
And give them a reality show. Mm-hmm. Her reality show is... I was super invested, super excited. I was like, queen, I love her. And then I'm
no,
just got to the last
two episodes.
No, you
know what's bothering me
episodes?
Is both you, y'all, what's she going sucks. On with king and queen? Like, what is going on with y'all saying queen and king? What is going on?
Can I say something? Can I say something? So, I agree. Gypsy is being, like, extremely messy and trying to figure out who she is right now. Because, obviously, like, you know, she's losing it. But... I just wanted to say, I think her stepmom, like, sabotaged her marriage with Ryan.
Okay, completely. I do not like the way, I don't like the way this podcast is
and
the trajectory of it. I don't want to talk about Gypsy Rose anymore.
Okay.
Do you have any other topics?
And that will be it.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, your turn.
No, how about some questions now? Yeah, from the Instagram Live.
Relax, dude. How about
a Gypsy Rose question? Locked in.
Do you have any questions surrounding the Stevie Weeby show and anything that you may want to ask?
Yeah.
Yeah. Off top.
Off top?
Yeah.
When are you having Little Ray on?
What do you mean by that?
When's he coming on?
Little Ray? I mean, he's been, I don't know, he's kind of, he's doing his own thing right now.
I just
flying
don't think
around. I mean, as far as the puppet show, I don't know.
Would you ever bring it back?
Maybe. Is there a demand for it?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, the people want him.
The people want Ray.
The people want to see.
I could talk
creativity.
To him. I could talk to him. I don't look. He's his own person. I could talk to Raymond and see if he's still down to do it.
Yeah.
You know.
Who do you look up to for creativity?
besides me.
I mean, as far as what genre, I mean, I like Linda Moulton Howe. I like her mind because of her extraterrestrial knowledge.
Queen.
And she's a queen for sure. I like Lori Lipton as far as artistic, the way she could draw with pencils or whatnot.
Amazing, realist, pointillist.
Yeah, amazing work. I love, rest in peace, Daniel Johnston, just because of his innocence and his pure artistic form. I love the Beastie Boys as far as the way they interact on their tracks and as they play their own instruments as well. And I love, obviously, there's too many 90s hip hop artists to name. But, obviously I like Dell and, rest in peace, MF Doom and Digable Planets. Boogie Monster is a big one for me. She's been hearing. She's probably getting sick of some of the Boogie Monsters. But Boogie Monsters is like, they're from Virginia and they were like kind of like Christian rappers. But, I've talked about them before. Okay. And I get inspiration for all kind. Movies inspire me. I mean, Long Legs really was it really kind of left an impression on me.
Long Legs was extremely inspiring.
Yeah,
if you're like a creative person visually or into film, go see this movie.
And I have to let me. I want to defend a movie that I grew up watching, but like she got it. But like we just watched Blair Witch Project, and to me, like, being younger, a little bit younger, and going to the theater, we all thought that was real, and it had a big impact on us. Like, there was a mystical allure surrounding it, as far as like who is the Blair Witch? Is this real? But she thought it. You liked it, but not as much. It didn't make like an impression like Long Legs did for you.
It's like, ooh, piles of fucking stones.
But I like stuff like that. You know what? Like, even Midsommar had, like, the sigils. I guess that's the only kind of comparison, is, like, just the Lord, like, the sigils, and then, like, even in demonic movies, the demonology, the different symbols, that stuff. I like all that stuff.
I like Blair Witch. I don't understand the original It movie.
Okay, that's fine.
I hate the original It.
Why? I mean, I made her watch that as well.
It's trash. It's garbage. Absolute garbage. I'm scared of clowns, but it's like, it's so garbage. I think the remake is like really good. And it's the first time in my life I've ever said that out loud. That's my hot take. The original
Okay,
is
that's
garbage.
Fine. That's fine. But you Blair have to Witch also is, remember it was Blair a Witch. Different time period. That was a long, that was when John Ritter
like,
was alive.
The
okay?
Exorcist was like a different time period, and The Exorcist is incredible.
Okay, that's fair to say.
You know, yeah. Blair Witch is really. I like Blair Witch.
Have you seen?
I get that.
Have
though.
You seen Rosemary's Baby?
No.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. Any other questions that we may have not seen before, or do you want to throw something in there with your beautiful mind,
what?
My princess? Do I treat a girl or what?
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I don't
have the mic. What's your favorite color?
Green. I like green.
Did you like Divergent? I did.
Yeah, she made me watch the whole thing.
Do you like that movie? Yeah, I only
watched it. You know what? You know the thing with her, too. And I'm not gonna throw you under the bus. I'm just gonna, since this is a solo episode. Whenever she recommends movies, I'm like attentive and I watch it. But then when I recommend a movie, she's walking around cleaning the fish tank, you know, doing this, doing that. I mean, and it's like she kind of, she's like maybe paying attention 25% of the time. She's
Can
like,
I ask Gabby?
I don't know what that is. I think that, go ahead.
Wait, I didn't know if they've said your name before, right? Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I got scared for a second. What's the least favorite movie he showed you? And what's the most, and then for Steve, what's the most disappointed you've been in her reaction to anything ever? Like you showed her a song or something and you're like, this is going to be good. This is going to be gas. And then she was like, this is actual garbage. All right. This is a
well, the worst movie I can answer, the worst movie is, it was a movie called The Invitation. And I was hyped. I didn't know anything about it, but we actually went to Gilbert. We went to the movie theater to watch it. And I'm like, because she hates vampire movies. I love vampire movies, vampires. Except she loves like 30 Days a Night because she likes Josh Harnett. What's
I
his
do.
Name?
I love Josh Harnett.
Is his name Harnett?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she liked that, but she hates every other vampire movie.
I also
it
like,
was it was horrible.
I also enjoy Let the Right One In.
Let the Right One, but
that's a foreign film.
Yeah,
right?
It was a foreign film.
I think
yeah.
That's probably why I liked it. You know, because I have such elevated taste.
Yeah, just do a couple. Let's do a couple more questions. Let do,
Wait,
do one
what
off
were
top.
We just talking about again?
We're doing questions.
No, but what were we just talking about? I wanted to say something. We're
least favorite thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're doing questions. The Invitation was bad. You hyped it up for like a month, and it was horrible.
I mean, I apologize, and I have apologized for that.
I don't hold it against you. I'm just saying
it was bad.
It's so funny because I hear your voice still saying. The Invitation, like getting all
you know
like
what?
Excited.
You know what? Because I like going. I still like going out to the movies. I know everything's accessible. We have Netflix. We can lay down.
And you made
but
me
I,
enjoy it.
It's
again.
An event for me. Like getting the popcorn, getting the icy, waiting around to go into the lobby, and I like going to the movies. And so, I was wanted to hype myself up. You know what? I remember that was a. She lost her license in the theater, too, before.
Listen.
And then she started freaking out.
Listen. I never lost my ID. It was on me the entire time. But I did get up and look for it. And I did ask the guys in front of us if they could look for it.
And then I found it. Other events. You actually went out to the concession stand and out to the car. You looked everywhere for it.
You went out to the concession
stand.
Did I? You went out to the car.
But let me ask you this. Who found it?
I did.
I found it.
I don't remember.
I found it. And you came back and I go looking for this?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You know I get stoned in the movie theater.
She does. You do get stoned. Okay, a couple more questions, and we'll make this a 45-minute solo episode, everyone.
Let's go an hour.
All right. Like, I am sensitive. Like
I know, but...
It does affect me. It's like people don't think, like, dude, someone wrote a long-ass thing.
Oh, my God. That was insane.
Breaking down my character defects and... How I'm a moocher and I can't do this, and Bob pays for my diapers, and I'm not doing this to like look. I'm not trying to harm any. I have fun releasing content, and it's fun, and I know what it's like. Oh, that's another thing. People think that he's never worked a job in his life. It's like, dude, I've worked every job there is possible in the food industry. I've worked at Amoeba, I've worked at Coffee Bean, P.F. Chang's, I worked at IHOP, I worked at Circle K, I worked in the Hayden Library, ASU. I've worked so many jobs, so I know what it's like to work, to actually work, so don't tell me like, you know, with some people, you know, have to work for a living, that's why I want to do this, because this is, the reason why I'm doing this and all the other stuff is because I know what there is to go back to. That's all.
I have a very specific question.
Yes, please. I love this. This is the stuff I want to talk about. Please.
So you just finished making like the yellow cassette tapes, which was really cool. Would you like, what's like a weird niche thing that you've always wanted to sell? Not like you will like in the next couple
like
months.
That?
No. Like, not that you're going to do in the next couple months or maybe even like
I'm working
5 years.
On new music, just to let them know I'm going to be working on new music. Okay,
go off.
Yeah.
No, I mean like a weird thing that maybe you'll never make ever, but you kind of always wanted to. You know how like some people come out with hot sauces, some people come out with like toys. Like little figurines or maybe like a vinyl, but like what would your dream vinyl that you would sell look like? Like would it be the clear?
It would
one,
definitely have
purple?
Color or something. Maybe make it all like a different colors or something.
But what's your dream product to create?
I mean, cologne would be nice but the one that you introduced me like months ago, I like that. I don't know. I mean, that's something I would have to think about and then respond. I'd have to think about that one. Yeah.
Can I say mine?
Yeah, please.
I recently just found a great fanny pack at your mom's house in her closet. And I'm realizing how great fanny packs are and how much more I like carrying them than a purse because I feel like kind of like a poser whenever I wear a purse because I don't feel very girly.
Okay.
So I wish I could like invent my own fanny pack with like the perfect.
That's a good one.
Like pockets and zippers and like fasteners and.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you like my girlfriend?
Thank you.
I love you too, Chelsea. What do you like about her?
I said I love her. What do I like about her? She's thoughtful and she always, every time she comes out, she always like thinks about me and that she always gives like people her flowers and she always appreciates people. So there's no slander. There's no Stevie Weeby girlfriend slander. She's the best.
Thank you.
She's the best.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Let's do one more question to top it off. I like this.
Okay. One more question.
Yeah. One more question. But a real one, a real one.
We pick?
Yeah, a real one, something that I haven't talked about that would be good for me to get it off my chest. I'm going to have to put some skull in for this one. Some apple skull.
What are some things I hear?
No, I don't want to.
So it never dies.
People still think I have the black butt in my closet. It's like, dude, I got rid of it. I got rid of the black butt. I don't have it anymore.
You have some questions about it.
Okay, that's fine.
You can't be mad at the character.
I'm not mad.
I want to discuss the condition we found your mother in the morning. That
what condition?
The last morning that we woke up and went to go wake her up.
All right, so she.
Her?
Okay,
what
so we fight over the AC unit, because heat rises, right? So when you're upstairs at her place, it's like we turn up the AC, but we're in her master bedroom. It's like an ice box. So when I went to check on her, she had a whole, like a snowboarding,
a
whole Eskimo snowboarding jacket.
First, Steve looks at me and he says, "She's gone."
I thought she was gone. I thought she took off. I'm like, "Mom," and then I like looked, and she was like curled up in like
a
fetal position, wearing like
a winter jacket.
Well, it's like, have you seen Empire Strikes Back? What Han Solo was wearing, on the planet Hoth, she was wearing one of those jackets when he
also had a beanie.
Yeah, well, it was just the whole winter jacket. Yeah.
She was also wearing a beanie and winter gloves.
Yeah.
So after
we... That's the question. I thought we could get more real.
After we...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We woke her up. We all ate rice cake snacks and watched a little bit of K-drama.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Do one more. You know, do something that might ruffle my feathers.
Is there anything you feel like you need to get off your chest? Like,
do you have a specific question that might ruffle a couple things?
I know you used to be in a band.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever make music with the band again?
I was open to it, but maybe a couple years back, maybe 2 years ago or something like that, Dave and Mark met a producer guy near the Hollywood Hills, okay, and so they got to talk. I mean, this guy had every kind of music equipment, like recording gear. He had like consoles that the Beatles used and Misfit paintings, and he had like different drum rooms. He had every kind of, you know, instrument inside his mansion or whatever. And so I was busy and I couldn't make the first day or two. And so by that time, they basically called up Veggie Hammer. And I basically, to make the long story short, I got like replaced, because when I went to show up to record again with them, it was almost like they already made their mind up. And so I tried to write as the best I could. I wrote two or three songs, but then I felt like they weren't taking that seriously. And so we had a meeting, and they said that the guy, I think his name was Sean, the guy's mansion who we were at, said, we're going to focus on
Don't
doing
do
an
the
album
voice.
With... What?
Don't do the voice.
Well, we're going to focus on doing an album. We're going to focus doing an album with her instead, because we have more stuff with her. But they weren't like full on songs. They were basically, when I wasn't around, they were just jamming. And so they just clipped parts of that, and they said, well, we're already working with her, so we're going to do a side project called Veggie Hammer, which is her, you know, right? Veggie and Hammer, Monchi Hammer, combine the two. And then at a different time, we might do a Monchi album, which I knew was, I don't know if that was ever going to happen. But so that's where I'm at now with it, you know, which is fine. But the thing is, I can't knock them, like, per se, like, or her, because it was an opportunity for her. But as far as what it did to, I was hurt by it. It hurt me, you know? I was hurt by it, and because the communication wasn't kind of like there. I didn't like how this guy who wasn't a part of our group, I didn't like him dictating, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as music and art, like, what he thought was the best songs to work on. But, yeah, now I'm at a point where it definitely affected my relationship with a lot of the bandmates or whatever, you know? And so I don't know if I answered that, if that was enough, but I've never talked about it. And you know what's weird? It's like, I was telling you about it. It's like, I'm the one that actually, I like didn't discover her, but I had her on my podcast at least twice, and so basically I brought her to their attention, and so it's partly my fault, because they saw that and they're like, okay, well, Steve's not showing up, let's call her up, and then boom, I'm replaced. And then what made me also mad was they're like who's gonna be a part of this, like, it's almost like the band was split into two different peer groups, right? And then they're like, well, you could do backup something. I'm like, dude, I was the lead singer of this other band. Why would, you know? So I was kind of offended by that. And, but now it's like, because I see it online now. And so it's just like, I feel a certain way about it. And so I'm glad I hope that clarified it because, yeah, people have been asking me, you know, I mean, I will never like stop creating music. Like, and I've been introspective enough to be like, well, maybe, because I know I'm hard to work with, you know, but the thing is, that's not the worst thing in the world. There's a lot of artists or people who do their art, like, in confined, like, you know, they're loners, you know? So I think I'm realizing more and more as I even get older that I'm like that hermit, loner kind of artist, dude. I mean, I would like to collaborate and do stuff, but I think that, like, for me to, like, you know, just do the work I want to do, I'm just kind of like, I'm probably best suited to be in some room by myself or something, you know? But did that answer it?
Do you feel better?
I don't know. A little bit. I haven't talked about it. I mean, that's another thing I've kept quiet, you know, and it has affected me. I mean, this is kind of going back to, like, being replaced. Like, am I good enough? You know what I mean? It's going back to, like, maybe, like, even, like, why people do therapy is, like, they talk about childhood trauma or, like, oh, like, I wasn't good enough, therefore I'm being replaced. And it's no different, like, in adulthood, except it comes in a different form as far as, like, well, like, why couldn't they just say that? I don't know, that you weren't good enough. Or, there you go. We ended on a sad note. The thing is, I'm not quick on my toes as far as when the thing's happening, I don't catch it right away. And so I catch on to things afterwards when I'm laying in my bed. Then I realize, oh, is that what happened? Whoa. So you know, I don't catch it. Like, I didn't realize till after the fact, like, that, you know, that, you know, I just...
Understood.
It happened that way, you know?
Understood.
I felt like, for me, that was satisfying. It was unlike any other solo podcast that we've done. Go to patreon.com/stevieweeby to help support the platform. Twitch TV.
Do you miss your mom?
Twitch. I miss my mom. I'll be out in Arizona more. Do more stuff out there. Because at the end of the day, what matters the most for me is my family, is my mom, right?
Totally. Mom.
Because I know I'm going to be there, you know, and I don't want to miss it. She's getting older, and I want to be there physically. I want to be there. I want to see her. I want to get as many memories as I can with her now.
Physically.
And so that's the most important. All this is fine, you know. I love doing content, but if I could do more with her or, like, just be more in Arizona where I'm near her or, you know, that means a lot to me, you know. So do you guys want to add? Do you have any closing statements? I feel like this is an obituary or something. Any closing statements?
I like
Steve's dead after this. I'm sorry. Well, I am getting old. So I have been thinking, I am going through like a midlife crisis thing too, because I am getting older.
His haters don't make him stronger.
babe, I love you. okay, patreon.com/stevieweeby. stevieweebybandcamp.com. And I'm going to be working on some new stuff. I got some new gear. I even got, obviously, speakers, and I got new music programs. So I'm going to try to implement some of the new programs into my music. So thanks again for another episode. We made an hour. Love y'all. Peace.